We are going to now have a Omaha streetcar, which is very, very exciting. And will be available according to the what I'm seeing right now on Farnham Street from 10th to 42nd. That's where we're going. It's a pretty big city, bigger than that, I would say. And not that it has to serve everybody. Like Kansas City decided to do a streetcar years ago. I don't think there's been any issues with it, but it's just like, yeah, we're caring about, I don't know, maybe 6 people.
Yeah, they tend to be very empty.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen an orbit bus driving down Dodge?
I have.
Have you ever seen anybody inside?
Not a single human being.
Honestly, not a one. It seems almost impossible that there wouldn't ever be anyone in there.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I've seen so far. I've seen them stop. I've seen them disrupt traffic.
Yeah. They got their own lights.
They got their own lights and their own lanes and not lanes particularly, but like, you know, their own stops. But really, it's just a bus.
Yeah.
And it's a bus that just goes up and down Dodge.
Be a great gig if you're a bus driver.
All day long with nobody in them.
Not a one.
Omaha also having a difficult time with the moving of a library.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Mutual of Omaha didn't have enough people for its current building, and they were like, oh gosh, should we get rid of this and just have everyone work remote? No, let's build a skyscraper. That's great.
Yes, skyscraper! That sounds amazing!
It's great for the city. It's going to look great. I'm glad that they're investing some dollars here in town. But I am going to question the point. What is the point of it all?
A lot of people working from home nowadays. It almost feels like, Josh, and I'm no urban planner here. It almost feels like just office spaces in general, especially really big ones, are kind of becoming a thing of the past.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I need a place to put my, my jug of coffee and a couple bear claws and give people the business. That's a different kind of business, not the business now, I'm dealing out from 10 to 10.
I will say this. I appreciate the workplace.
I can't work from home.
Yeah, I can't either.
The camaraderie is good.
The seeing people, there's nothing like it, building a team environment. I don't think it's a great thing that's for society that everybody is just working from home now. But it's the reality of our situation. So I don't know. Maybe the skyscraper wasn't the way to go. As far as the streetcar is concerned, we'll see. The street I come down, because I come from the west, so I have to split off Farnham and cross over Dodge to get over here. There is a house with one of those yard signs they put up during elections. There's a house on one of those streets that says make Farnham two ways all day, all the time. Like that was their political stance that they were taking.
I don't like any of these candidates, but I will tell you one issue I'm passionate about.
Make Farnham a two-way street all day, every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are going to be very mad when they see this streetcar. But it'll go up and down and through Blackstone, and that's cool.
It'll look great.
You could take you from downtown to Blackstone. There you go. It's good for like a couple drunk college kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They couldn't be trusted with the scooters, so we'll drive them with the streetcar.
Yeah, there's. Oof. It almost feels like none of this is a good idea, but I don't know.
I mean, you got to do something, right? I mean, you can't just
Bullet
can't just
train.
Sit in your office.
Bullet train
all day. Not giving ideas.
Come on. When's the bullet? Every once in a while, I see the fake map that pops up of like the U.S. High speed rail system. I always love that idea. It will never ever happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Or people always throw out the bullet train that could take you from Omaha to Lincoln in like 15 minutes.
Monorail.
Yeah, this would be great. I would love to do this, but it's never going to happen. I'm sorry. John emails in, Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. The person riding the streetcar will be first class. He'll have the entire thing to himself. Yep. Streetcar. See? We're cool now. We're a city.
That'll get the youths.
We have
to stay here in Omaha.
We have a streetcar.
It won't.
We're cool.
Let me tell you, it won't.
We're hip.
The youth of America don't go outside ever.
Hey. I mean, yeah.
The Nick Grimms of the world, they don't go outside.
Just playing the video games. That's all he's doing all day long. You think Nick's riding the streetcar? How old is Nick?
I don't know.
He just seems like the youngest person. He might be older than me. I don't know.
I think he told me he's 24 today.
I was going to say, he seems younger.
He does not strike me as a streetcar guy.
I guess they'll have to find that demographic. Maybe send out a few more surveys. Yeah, maybe that's what the city of Omaha could do. They pull it like the athletic department. Send out some surveys. See what you get back. I'm sure if they did that, they would say, streetcar, streetcar, streetcar.
Great. I'm going to get a text from somebody who got a text from the mayor today.
I'm sorry.
And they're going to give me the business.
Yeah. Well, you know. Now, that would be cool. I love public transportation. Don't get me wrong. This is one of the things about me. I love public transportation. But I love,
I like practical use of spending.
Practical. Public transportation. Yeah, that'd be it. News story popped up yesterday. It was originally, I believe, reported by On3. New team emerges as transfer destination for Caleb Williams. Oklahoma quarterback Caleb Williams. And it's not USC or LSU, who have been the two favorites this entire time. The new team that has emerged is, let's think, somebody with a fun offense that kind of just gives Cale Williams the keys and he just goes. Who are we thinking here? I don't know, maybe Alabama would even be in on this. Well, they have Bryce Young. Okay, X them out. Somebody else on the West Coast? Like a UCLA, right? Chip Kelly's offense. Nope. New team is Wisconsin.
What?
That's right. Previous report, really this from On3, a previous report from Dean Blevins, who's in Oklahoma City, who is the guy who tweeted out the selfie of himself after he got left in the studio by Lincoln Riley. He was really sad about it. Named USC and LSU the final two schools for Caleb Williams' second recruitment by Paul Christ. But Paul Christ in Wisconsin have not backed off their interest. Despite already having Graham Mertz, Wisconsin wants to add the favorite, wants to land the potential number one overall 2024 draft pick to its roster. Williams also came into college as the number one overall recruit in the 2021 class. So here's my thing. I would love to see this. I would really love to see this. Because I have a theory about Wisconsin quarterbacks. And by the way, I don't know why this would come up. It still feels like all this is just a smokescreen for him to eventually end up at USC. And then everybody, all the Oklahoma fans, to get really mad at Lincoln Riley all over again. I feel like that's still the way we're headed here with Caleb Williams. And that's fine. That's good. He'll have a fit there. My theory about Wisconsin quarterbacks is this, And we've seen varying levels, varying types of quarterbacks play there. Obviously, the one that everybody thinks about is Russell Wilson in his 1 year coming over from North Carolina State and what he was able to do. They had a great team in 2011. Nebraska knows that. In their first year in the Big Ten, they had to go up there and play him for their first Big Ten game. A lot of middling guys in between, guys like Joel St- I mean, just not highly recruited quarterbacks. And now you've gone the highly recruited route in Graham Mertz. You were able to land Graham Mertz. That hasn't turned out particularly well either. And this is my theory before that. It's Wisconsin, as an offense, so heavily reliant on their run game and what they do there, they put their quarterbacks in really not great positions to have success. Unless you could run around, you know, and make plays with your legs. That's why Williams is interesting. That's why Russell Wilson was pretty good, I think, at Wisconsin. I think Mertz can do a little bit of that as well, but mostly known as, you know, the guy who's highly recruited, borderline five-star guy or five-star guy because of his arm. They put their quarterbacks, I mean, they so aggressively don't allow their quarterbacks to do anything. It's run, run, pass pretty much every time. And the only time they're passing it, it's an oversimplification, but a lot of times the only time that they're passing it is when they're in third and medium to third and long, right? When they feel like they have to. Those guys, in that situation, it's really tough, especially when you're not comfortable with your set of receivers because you don't get to utilize them that much. And you're comfortable. You're asking a lot of your quarterback in that situation, and you're asking almost nothing of your quarterback in the situations that lead up to it. So if Williams goes there, what does he kind of become? Man, I do not know. It would be a really, really interesting case study. Apparently, Williams weighing the family weighing their options a little bit. And the primary goal is not NIL. It's going to the NFL and ultimately to be the number one pick in the draft. This quote from the On3 piece. Quote, the family is weighing their options, and Carl Williams, his dad, told me last night, this is from Pete Thamel, that it's the NFL, not NIL, is the guiding light of what the family is doing. Meaning they want to go to the place where he's best prepared to go to the NFL and ultimately be the number one pick in the 2024 NFL draft. So that's still there. I don't think Wisconsin really gives him that opportunity, personally. Not the best one, anyway.
Doesn't seem like it. Seems like he'd... And I actually don't say this to disparage Wisconsin. Seems like he could go somewhere better.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, odd that popped up yesterday. I would love to see it. You would certainly rise to the top as most interesting quarterback in the Big Ten West. But I would like to see it just because I think it'd be a super interesting case study to see what would kind of happen and how he would react in that offense. All right. 402-951-1620. We're going to have NFL reaction overreaction next, Josh. I assume that we are, we cannot take a break right now.
I believe we're good to go.
Oh, we are. We can.
Yes.
Oh, this is fantastic news. So why don't we do that? We'll have some NFL reaction overreaction, a bunch of topics from the weekend, takes that you've seen floating around. Are they good takes, bad takes, reactions, overreactions? We'll decide next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.